On this day, 17th July 1971, IRA rescues member. IRA sources reported last night that the young wounded Belfast man carried out of the Royal Victoria Hospital in a dramatic swoop by members of the provisional wing was progressing satisfactorily. He was receiving medical attention at an undisclosed location. Taken from the hospital in a sleekly planned IRA operation was a 19-year-old whom police had been guarding during his recovery from leg wounds. His thigh was shattered after he was shot by troops 4 days ago on the White Rock Road. A mine had exploded near an army vehicle at the time. Early yesterday morning, a group of armed IRA men entered the hospital despite the presence of armed policemen and army patrols. Four of them were dressed as doctors. They gagged the night porter and held up the two police guards outside the ward. Fit on SDLP withdrawal. SDLP leader Mr. Jerry Fit said yesterday that the SDLP decision to withdraw from Stormont could change the whole future of NI. He was speaking at a press conference in Belfast after announcing the party's decision and said that he and the other SDLP MPs, Mr. Austin Curry, Mr. John Hume, Mr. Ivan Cooper, Mr. Paddy O'Hanlon and Mr. Paddy Devlin will not resign their seats. The SDLP move followed the British government's refusal to hold an impartial inquiry into the deaths of two young Derry men shot by soldiers. The party now plans to establish an alternative assembly. Mr. Curry said he and the other MPs had often been told to get out of Stormont, but we have been prepared to do our utmost to see if the system could be changed sufficiently in the interests of all the people of NI. Now it has become absolutely clear that nothing can be done while that system of government exists. There is no future for Stormont in its present form, as far as we are concerned. Mr. Fitz said, the alternative assembly proposed would certainly have no sectarian tint about it. We will continue, as we have done, to act in the interests of the working class people, whether they are our political supporters or not. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. Given Jerry Fitz's later assertion that he left the SDLP because the party had decided to pursue a green agenda, his explicit support for the policy of withdrawal from Stormont in 1971 is striking. He was certainly correct in his assessment that the abandonment of the Northern Ireland Parliament by nationalism generally would create an entirely new situation. Meanwhile, the rapidly escalating IRA campaign was preoccupying Faulkner and the Joint Security Committee at Stormont Castle.